Welcome to Maseches Avodah Zarah, Perek Alf, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 1, Mishnah 2. Rabbi Shmuel says, Shleish Hayom Lifnehem, 3 days before a non-Jewish holiday of Avodah Zarah, of idol worship, Shleish Hayom Lachreim, as well as 3 days afterwards are Aser. In other words, the same way that it's prohibited to do a business with a non-Jew before their idol worshiping holiday, so too it's Aser after their holiday. What's the reason for that? Because they're still in the mind frame of Avodah Zarah, and they're going to thank their Avodah Zarah if you do business with them even 3 days after. The Chacham and the Chacham say, Lifnei Dein Aser, before their holidays it's Aser, La'achari Dein Mutter, but after their holidays it's permitted to do business with them. Now let's see Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3, interesting Mishnah. Ve'elu Yidein Shogayim, these are the Avodah Zarah, the idol-worshipping holidays. Kalenda, which is the Rosh Chodesh, the first of their new month, and also the new year. U'sitar Nura, a holiday that they would celebrate at the end of the year. Usually it started on the 17th of December. Ukira Tesim, the day of the victory of the Romans that they were able to conquer Alexandria in Egypt. V'yom Genusya Shom Alachem, the day of the coronation of the king, which is a national holiday. V'yom Aleda, the birthday of the king. V'yom Hamisa, the day of the death of a king, as long as his son is his inheritor. Devi Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. V'chacham Meir Mecham say, not necessarily is the day of the death considered a holiday. Kol Misa Sheyesh Bas Reifa, if they burn his personal objects on the day of his death, Yesh Bavayda Zara, you should know that there's idol worship involved in the celebration. V'she'ein Bas Reifa, but let's say they don't burn his objects, Ein Bavayda Zara, that's not an idol worshipping holiday, it's some other type of commemoration. However, Yom Tiglach HaZikane, the day that a non-Jewish person shaves his beard, Ublei Risa, or the long hair or the mane of hair that he has. Yom Sha'alah B'Minayim, which was, these were both celebrations. Yom Sha'alah B'Minayim, Yom, the day that he came out from a long sea voyage, which would be a day that they would bring certain karbanos for Avodah Zarah. V'yom Sha'atah B'Beis Asurim, the day he was released from prison. V'goy Sha'asa Mishnah Livnoi, or a fellow that makes, a non-Jew that makes a wedding for his son. Eino Asur, it's not prohibited. Ela Oysa Hayom, only that actual day. And that actual person, but not his extended peer group or other people in his family, it's just that person himself. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.